now it's time for the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher, Huggy.
I'm doing it.
Huggy Lowdown.
Civil Will.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
I can't believe it's over. I mean, it was just open ceremony. Now it's closing ceremony.
Done.
No more lusting at these ladies while they go for the gold. And don't get me started on Olympics. I'm talking about the closing ceremony of Evelyn Lozado and Chad Jones. Can you believe this, Shiggity? WTFOMG. Watch the forehead, Ocho might get you. Yep, soon as Ocho Cinco changed his name back to Johnson, his credit score went down. Y'all heard what this nitwit hit his newlywed wife with after she got mad at Chad over the receipt for condoms he had inside the grocery bag? That's when the shiggity went from good to bad for the couple everybody thought was a fad, because Chad got mad, turned into a local lad, headbutt his wife in the popo through Ocho and OJ's new pad. Tom Super J, this shiggity is sad. They were just married in July, which means they went from honeymooning to headbutting in a month. Now, Chad is out of a job because the Miami Dolphins told his ass to go swim with the fishes. Domestic violence is no joke. You cannot put your hands or your head on these women.
That's right.
That's assault with a deadly weapon. And who the hell charges condoms with their groceries? That's a separate cash purchase. That's why Miami dropped him, because he obviously didn't read his player's handbook, Joe. I bet you next time he do something stupid like that, he'll use his head first. Hold up, wrong choice of words. It could be worse. Chad Johnson could have been married to Corinne Steffens and charged with super head buttons inappropriate. There's only one person that's capable of getting Chad his wife and his job back, and that's Johnny Cochran.
Aww.
Oh, Johnny would be in the courtroom like, Chad, drop your drawers. Clearly, my client doesn't wear magnums as shown on the receipt. If it don't fit, you must acquit. I hope they work things out, because I like them as a couple. You know, they used to call each other pet names like Ocho Negro and the Perfect B.I. and Pinky and the Brain. Then they're going to call each other Beavis and Butthead. Or is that Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan? Sybil, don't they look like Palmer Courtland and Tad Martin?
Yeah,
we got to get President Obama back in the house, or these soap opera stars are going to turn our country into Pine Valley.